break full the rhythm and the rhyme. I want to get mine, so get yours. I want to see sweat coming out your pores.
I'm putting that in there. This is episode 85, intro, and I'm putting that in there. It is Memorial Day weekend. It is actually Memorial Day. And yes, as always, this episode is brought to you by Bomber Jackets. And what better thing to have on a sunny Memorial Day by the pool, which we're about to do, first day of the year, than a bomber jacket to keep your cans, bottles, 16-ounce cans, 650s, 750s, bombers, cold, longer.
Just any kind of beverage.
Any kind of beverage you want that is bottle-shaped or tall can shape.
Yes.
So, not really any kind of beverage. What about wine? You know, it wouldn't chill your wine for you.
I would sure try and put one in there.
I bet a wine
bottle.
One of
the little
ones. I bet a wine bottle would fit in the big bomber.
Yeah.
So, see, Alex doesn't know what kind of landmine he's sitting on. Or landmine. Gold mine he's sitting on.
Gold mine, yeah.
And I have on good authority from his posts and stuff that he has a clothing line coming out.
Ooh.
I've seen his prototypes and stuff. Now, it's a little more trendy and hipster than I can wear. But
it probably won't come in your size.
I'm a lot older and a lot bigger than Alex is. So, but damn it, he looks good in it. So go to www.mybomberjackets.com. Use the promo code RAPCAST15. Save 15% on your entire purchase with free shipping to the United States. All kinds of great designs. All kinds of new designs coming soon. And if you're a big enough company, or if you're like John Shannon, who wants to use those as handouts, you can get custom designs on there. So
people, order them.
Do
then
it.
Use the hashtag #BeerCleavage and post it on social media.
Yeah.
Share it with
everyone,
the bomber jacket
the
people,
world.
And they will follow you back. And
yeah,
it's just a whole happy land of bomber jackets
that's
and love.
Just social harmony. Other than that, this episode is all four of us again, and I think it's a pretty good episode. It's completely random, as always.
It's our best shooting the shit episode I think we've had in a while.
Yeah, with Bender here. That's the best Bender shooting the shit episode. So,
and he won't hear this intro because he doesn't ever listen to
it. He may. So download it now. Well, I guess if you're listening, you've already downloaded it. Share it now. Comment. God damn it, people. That's how the algorithms use comments and shares, and they move us up the ranking list. Because I think in iTunes right now, we're setting about 2 million.
Okay.
I don't know but it's got to be close. So
I mean, you've had someone follow you recently, the Rapcast.
I didn't tell them.
Do you want to save that for the next one?
Yeah, on the Twitter, we could talk about it when we're all together again. But Gavin Rossdale follows us on Twitter.
Mr. Bush himself.
Yeah, Gwen Stefani.
Yeah.
Let's call that right. God, I hope he does. Now, if he does follow and actually listens, I apologize. You are Gavin Rossdale. You are Mr. Bush.
He's always been Gavin Rossdale.
Yeah, it's never not been
Gavin.
He
had his
Rossdale.
Own persona without her.
What'd you just say?
He had his own persona without her.
Did you just
her.
Go gravelly voice on me?
I did. I don't know what's going
on. Hey, we're about to go to the pool, so I'm going to go ahead and edit and get this episode up, so the music's about to play.
Bye.
You can't say bye at the beginning of the episode.
I didn't say it the same
way. Oh, okay. That makes it worse.
Random Ass Podcast.
And we are back, and we don't have a lot to talk about.
Nope, this is kind of a winging it episode.
So thanks for coming out this week. Episode 85 is in the books.
All right.
Jeremy never stops talking, so we're good.
Was that what you had? Right.
That's not what I had. No,
that would be hilarious
if we
just did that.
What I did have is we were talking about the length of time that the hair follicle test can go back.
And I pulled out a bullshit answer.
So I looked it up.
7 years.
It is standardized to 90 days, but it literally could go back as long as the hair on your head has been growing.
Well, they don't take it from your head because they like actually shave you.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to take a hair follicle test today for those of you who don't know because I got a new job.
But by law, 90 days is off as far as they will allow the results
which
to be valid.
Which I think Tom was
valid.
The winner on that.
Mm, okay.
I was.
Hooray!
Yeah, you win nothing, but they shaved my armpit. It was itchy.
You get long distance
like all
five.
The way off?
No.
Like a little?
Just a little bit.
You don't shave your armpits already?
No. Well,
wait
I barely
second.
Grow
time
hair.
Out,
why
out,
would I have to?
Time out. How is it a follicle test if they shave you?
I don't know. They just shaved my armpit.
Then you're not getting in the follicle.
Well,
that's the root.
Yeah, the follicle is the.
I mean, it was
more
safety
part, right?
razor, so it wasn't really like sharp.
No,
so they like basically ripped
follicle
hair
is
out
just
of my
a strand
armpit.
There.
Let's find out what a hair follicle is. But we are off to
exciting way to start.
Yeah, this is science. This is science.
Well, hey, while you look that up, I got something.
What do you got?
I finally got on the board for the celebrity death pool.
Oh yeah.
So I'm down 30-11 now. But
and who was it?
Mr. James Bond himself, Roger Moore, passed away at the tender age of 89. And I saw a really good story about him on Facebook. This guy met him.
Is it true?
It's fake.
I don't know, but I love the story. It's so great. So this kid was 7 years old. He's in the airport, and he sees Roger Moore. This is like in the late 70s, early 80s. And he's with his grandpa, and he says, "Hey, that's James Bond. Can you go help me meet him and get his autograph?" So they go over there, and he said Roger Moore was super nice and just really polite and talking to him. And he signs his autograph, and he leaves. Well, they get back to like where they were sitting, and he looks at the autograph, and it says Roger Moore, and he's all sad because he doesn't realize that Roger Moore plays James Bond.
Okay.
So he's crying. His grandpa's like, "Well, I'll go get it straightened out." So goes over to talk to Roger Moore. Roger Moore kind of like gets a look like, "Oh, okay." And he calls the kid over, and he's like, "Hey, I had to sign my name Roger Moore because you never know when Bloto might be listening in, so I got to keep my cover. Can you do that for me? Can you let him, you know, don't tell him how you saw James Bond." He's like, okay. So flash forward 20 years later, and he's like a documentary, and Roger Moore's there. And he's like, "Hey, I don't know. You probably don't remember the story, but I met you when I was a kid. And you did this whole thing for me." He's like, I don't remember actually, but I'm glad I made your day." And he's like, "Oh no, it was great." So then, like as they finish wrapping up, Roger Moore comes up to me and goes, "Hey, I do remember that name, but you never know when Spectre might be looking for me."
I had two things of note about that story.
All right.
One, is a documentarian anything like a documentarian?
Is it anything like a go fuck yourself?
And two, the other part is
Sassy Pants.
My favorite part of this story, because that's a heartfelt good story.
Yeah.
The only thing it leads to is that you had him in your death pool.
Yeah. True. So was he sick? I don't even know.
He was old.
Yeah, he was old.
I didn't think he was that old.
89's not old to you?
Where does Roger Moore fit in the Bond pantheon?
I think he's...
He's bottom, right?
Yeah, I think George Lazenby's the bottom.
I don't even know who that is.
He's the first.
Second.
Lazenby was the second, yeah. Timothy Dalton probably is a step below Roger Moore. But Roger Moore is, unfortunately for him, is in my world, and I think most people... Because he's a different Bond than all the others.
He's the campy Bond.
Yeah, and I think
So was what's his name? Pierce Brosnan.
No, he wasn't campy. Roger was campy. Brosnan, yeah, he did gadget stuff, but it was just campy what they did with Roger Moore.
They did Moonraker, which is like,
yeah,
but
weird. chomp in space.
I think I've got more second and
really,
yeah, and behind Connery, and here's why.
Have you watched a Craig Bond?
Yeah, no doubt.
I've watched all but Quantum Solace.
Oh, Quantum Solace is fucking awesome.
I really liked Casino Royale. And what was the other one? Spectre?
That's the best one.
That was all right.
Casino Royale. Quantum of Solace is the worst.
Oh, yeah, that is right. It is the worst. That's the second one, right?
Yeah
that one was the worst.
Then it's Spectre, and I'm blinking on the other one. Spectre's the last one. So there's one before that.
Yeah, the one before is pretty good.
With Javier Bardem.
That's it, yeah. But man. Okay, go ahead, finish yours.
Here's why. So, yes, Roger Moore ended extremely campy. His last one, A View to a Kill, terrible, with Christopher Walken. But Live and Let Die still holds up. That one's great. Spooky as shit. Man with the Golden Gun, great. The Spy Who Loved Me, great.
He had some, his rogues gallery was the best known. But I gotta tell you, I think it's a very, 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 very small step from Connery to Craig,
yeah,
to Pierce Brosnan, to Roger Moore for me.
Skyfall.
Oh, Skyfall was awesome.
Well, besides GoldenEye, Brosnans aren't that great.
I like Brosnans.
Brosnans are all bad.
But I don't think they're all bad.
GoldenEye's good.
But GoldenEye, okay. But a lot of people consider GoldenEye maybe the best Bond film.
It's the top best five first-person shooter game.
Yeah, because it came from the best.
But I think
it's not the best. But
what would you say is the best Bond movie?
Best Bond movie? I think Casino Royale is my favorite. I think it is. And I even like the original Casino Royale with
Peter Sellers.
Peter Sellers, yeah. But I think I think it's definitely for me is Casino Royale. And then I like Sean Connery's last one because it was very
Diamonds Are Forever.
Yeah, because he was walking away and it was very much darker.
Well, so Diamond's technically his last one, his first.
Well, no,
one.
I mean, I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm sorry. His first last one before.
So Never. You only lived twice.
Yeah,
that's a really good one.
That is awesome. And then, because then it was Never Say Never Again.
No, so wait,
for him.
Well, no, wait, you only lived twice, and then the Lazenby one,
and then
Never Diamonds Say. Are Forever, and then he did Never Say Never Again, like in the 80s.
I thought he came back for on Never Say Never Again.
He did, but that's a really weird one.
Yeah,
I don't even know if it's Bond Candy.
You only live twice, though. That that's a close one to Casino Royale for me.
Yeah, all right.
The shot up car at the end of it and all that good stuff. I mean, it was.
I think the first three more ones are right up there with any of the original five of Connery.
Yeah.
Okay.
But then, like Octopussy's not very good. Moonraker's cheesy. View to a Kill.
If you
bad
picking up. Putting Roger Moore as a Bond, in retrospect, looking back, would be the equivalent today of putting, say, Jack Black as in Mission Impossible. Yeah. Replace that.
Why?
No, I don't mean Jack Black. I don't mean that bad. But he was...
He's the Adam West of Bonds.
Yeah, right.
Yeah,
so
that's... Yeah. That's
so maybe... So maybe, I don't know, maybe a cheesy John Hamm, who's cheesing would be a good version of him. And
John Hamm is a Bond? I dig it.
American Bond?
Yeah.
Idris Elba next.
Jeremiah's about to cause some problems there.
Yeah, back up.
Hey, you're pulling the mic cords and stuff, bud.
There you go.
We do have a fifth man,
partner
tonight.
You want to say hello to our listeners?
Nope.
Okay.
Nope, he doesn't.
All right, anyway, back on it. So, Melissa, what's your favorite Bond?
Fuck if I know.
That's my favorite,
that is a good
too.
One.
Yeah,
that's a good one.
The only one objectifies women. Why would I watch any of those movies?
Oh. Very much a strongly feminist stance from the most hate-filled girl in the
room. Yeah.
So it's okay to make fun of Asian drivers.
I can call them bitches because they're bitches.
I can call women bitches because I am a bitch myself.
That's not true, sweetheart. You're an angel.
I can make fun of Asians because watch me smile. Look at these eyes.
Oh.
No.
Somehow,
there it is. What time is it?
Even when being comparative, she's savagely racist.
That's just really wrong.
Yeah.
I was born with these eyes. I can't help it.
There is a couple other things of note in the news this week that we can talk about. But before we get to that, let's talk about the news of the podcast, man. One of us has
this is the last one.
One of us has a hitch in her giddy up, man. And Missy is very concerned about him.
I just want
Tom's
him to
dying.
Sit down.
Yeah, Tom can't. He can't.
Well, I got to be honest. I felt like I was dying Thursdays. I was walking out of the podcast. And then again on Saturday, I got the gout.
I worked at one time with a guy with a gout bender, and I don't know if you're aware of this.
Was that me?
No, but do you know what really causes the gout to flare up?
I think it's beer.
Yeah.
Yeah, weird.
Cheers, mate.
Fancy that.
I guess you're going to have to start drinking whiskey. My my father-in-law has the gout, and he just drinks vodka on ice.
Isn't that a part of a Adam Sandler, one of his songs?
I don't know.
One of his songs says something about the gout.
No.
Got a bad case of the gout?
I think probably.
I think it is.
I'm sure he rhymed so it painful. With... What do you rhyme the gout with?
Shout?
Gout?
Doubt?
What about?
What about?
I think we just wrote an Adam Sandler song.
I think that's...
gobble, gout.
I think that is one of the words just on his own. But he's getting through it now.
I'm on a steroid for it. Yeah.
I had a vicious cut, almost to the bone, by the paper cutter. I mean, it would have taken a lesser man out, and I made it through. Tom here, back-to-back podcast with the gout, and he's trudging through.
Yeah.
He's shuffling through, I would say.
I was going to skip tonight, then I found out he had the gout, and I was like, man, if he can show up and do that, I can drive from St. Anne.
What changed for you on the missing?
Missing tonight?
Yeah.
You have volleyball tonight?
It was in the air. No, we didn't have volleyball tonight.
Bible study ended early?
Yeah. No, Jeremiah had practice, and we sold the house today, and I didn't know where I was going to be. So,
yeah,
but everything got done by
so the house is closed and
house is gone. It's not mine.
And I know people just love this, but you've already broke ground then, or you start breaking ground, or
I don't know.
Go out with
they might have dug the hole.
Go out with a shovel and put it in the dirt, saying, "Motherfuckers, I started this already. Don't get going."
I poked a hole in the ground. Yeah.
Jeremiah, are you excited about the new house?
Yeah,
that's a nod. Yes,
Yep. For all those that can't see, he's a man. A few.
Well, we are. Currently living in 700 square feet of tininess. Thanks
Cut
a lot, by
out.
The way, for the help last
Yeah, how'd the move go?
It went smooth.
Yeah, it was not hard. It took us longer than I expected it, but it was not hard at all. I mean, we had three, he had two solid helpers.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
did he pay for you and pizza and beer?
Yes, actually. Yeah, actually well, he didn't.
My mom bought pizza.
Yeah, Gina's awesome, so, yeah.
That's sweet.
Yeah, it's not bad.
Nice. I mean, we had to drink Bud Light, but we survived.
Well,
drink, yeah, but I drank like six of them like they were nothing.
Yeah. Bud Light once in a while isn't too bad.
Yeah, so what was the big thing that happened in pop culture this week? Something big happened other than Roger Moore dying. It was, a couple things.
Okay.
Speaking of going to war, Top Gun 2.
Is that Greenway?
He's making it. He said it's being made, yeah.
Wait, the director's dead, though.
No, Jerry Bruckheimer isn't dead.
No.
No, Jerry Bruckheimer didn't make the first Top Gun.
Oh, Tony Scott did.
Tony Scott jumped off a bridge, literally jumped off a bridge. But Jerry Bruckheimer is making it again with Tom Cruise. And they spent some time over the holiday, and to which Jerry Bruckheimer Instagrammed me and Tom getting some work done. Good to see him again. And then on the British version of the Today Show, he was there promoting, what's his new movie that just...
Is it The Good
the
Day
Mummy.
Show?
Good Day the Show. Mummy. The Mummy. Yeah. Hit The Good Day. I think that's...
The Good Day Show.
That's like, the Australian.
It took me a while to figure that out.
I think the one in the UK is called Morning Governor.
Oh, yeah.
There you go. Or
Top of the Morning.
Top of the Morning. That's Dublin's.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. So he was sitting over there, and they were talking about it, and so, like, is there anything else? And he's like, well, what do you mean? And they're like, well, there's a rumor going around about Top Gun 2, and he goes... Yeah, we've started making it.
Oh, that's cool.
And that's
cool.
How he announced it. So we're going back to the danger zone.
Speaking of movies, I got free tickets to go see the new Pirates of the Caribbean.
You paid way too much.
No, actually, it was what is it? Dead Man Tell No Tales is the name of this one.
I think you messed up. It's Pirates of the Caribbean.
They shouldn't have made this one.
Dep men make no good movies.
No, and that's the thing. Like
Johnny's going through a divorce.
He needs a $20 million paycheck to pay for that island.
No shit.
No, this one was better than all of them except the first one.
Oh, did you? It's already over? You already saw it?
Yeah, we saw it.
Oh, I didn't know it already came out.
Yeah, I'm giving you the review early.
What was the scale of 1 to 10?
6.
Yeah,
it was solid. Javier Bodem, however you say his name. Yep. He's in it. He's the bad guy. He was pretty good. Johnny Depp is...
Was there No Country for Old Pirates?
No. No.
Yeah,
a little bit.
How bad was Paul McCartney in it?
He was actually funny. He was good. He's only in there for like
Paul McCartney
10 seconds.
Unreal.
Hey, he's Uncle Jack. That's his name.
So his dad is Keith Richards and his uncle is Paul McCartney.
Yep.
You'd think his band would be better.
It would.
Yeah, no, he's...
Gonna fill all the Caribbean with silly pirate songs.
Yep. It was a solid movie. So we got these tickets, and apparently it's a thing that, like, when you retire, you get to go see movies for free.
What?
They give you, like, movie passes. Yeah. So I'm sitting in the theater. It's me and Jeremiah. And I'm sitting there, and this old guy's sitting next to me, and I'm listening to their conversation, and they're
just...
Do
you want to take him to Hooters?
No. Yeah, you should have.
But it was pretty good, because him and the other two old guys are complaining about how you can't get a DVD VCR combination player anymore.
That's true.
Oh man, yeah, life is rough.
And the guy is like, "I've got thousands of VHS tapes. I can't give them up." I'm like, "I think you could, but okay, whatever."
Mortimer, I can't watch my tapes anymore.
And he's like, "The warranty. I bought the warranty." He's like, "I won't buy it off the Amazon because they don't give you a warranty." It was great. It was fun stuff. I was laughing my ass off. So the guy sitting next to me is like 85. Just turns to me out of nowhere and goes, "So I'm thinking about selling my Nissan Maxima and getting a Prius." I was like,
"Said that to you?"
Yeah, just out of nowhere, like he'd known
it
for years.
I like old people, man.
So then he's like, "What do you think? You think I should do that?" I was like, "I don't know, man. Why do you want the Prius?" He's like, "I just think they look cool."
Then,
like, yeah, they are cool. I was like, "Yeah, get them." He's like, "I don't have any kids, and all I got is a bunch of money." So I was like, "You should buy two then.
Maybe you should get me some. Maybe you should go buy me some popcorn with Mr.
Braggadocious." I learned his whole life story.
Daddy Warbucks?
Was his name Waldorf or Statler?
Yeah.
No, but he swims. He swims 5 days a week and volunteers at the hospital.
And watches movies the other day.
Oh, he fell asleep in the movie in the first 5 minutes.
Nice.
It's fucking great.
Is that an indictment on the movie? So it's really the second best in the franchise.
Second best in the franchise. Johnny Depp, though, I don't know what it is. Okay, there was two things that I think Johnny Depp phoned it in. Like, his Jack Sparrow was awesome the first time, but it's just this time.
And at this point in the movies, he actually shows up, and they don't need to put makeup on him anymore, right?
Yeah.
And he's just good to go.
He just wore that shit there.
His eyeliner came on.
It's not wearing it. That's just him.
Yeah.
You ever seen that gross fuck? Man, his teeth are yellow.
I think he got his teeth gold.
for Eddie? That, like permanently for that role.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Huh.
But yeah, sense. It was good.
The first one's good, right?
Oh yeah, he was nominated really, for the really Oscar. Good. It was amazing. Yeah.
I really enjoyed the first. I've probably seen that one like 10 times. I want to watch.
Wait, best movie based on a theme ride?
Yeah. Hands down.
Yeah, not even close.
Well, I thought you were going to ask what his favorite or his best movie was.
There's got to be a murderous merry-go-round movie. Oh, Blow was good.
What's Eating Gilbert Grape was awesome.
Yeah, it was a pretty good
one. Shoot 'em, fell off, Gilbert.
Benny and June was great in.
Huh? Nightmare on Elm Street.
Yeah, first yes. Nightmare on Elm Street, pretty solid.
Oh, any TV?
Leaving
21
Las Vegas.
Jump Street, oh, that 21. Was great.
Even in the remake, 21 Jump Street.
Yeah. Platoon.
He was in Platoon. Yeah, he was so minor in that, though.
Yeah.
That was when he was still a kid.
This one, you get to see the how Jack Sparrow becomes Captain Jack Sparrow. Mm. It is world-changing.
Mm.
No, it was in 3D, though. I hate fucking 3D movies, man.
I've never seen a 3D movie.
Hate them.
Never?
Nope.
Don't waste your time.
If you do, make sure it's animated. Or sure. Jim sense. Cameron film.
Yeah.
That's the two prerequisites to being a good 3D movie, is to be an animated or a James Cameron film.
That makes sense.
So I give Pirates of the Caribbean...
out of a six-pack.
Dead Man Tell No Tales, 3.5 out of a six-pack.
No shit. So it gets in the upper half
yeah,
of a
quarter. Just can't finish that fourth beer.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. I will watch it again.
This much like Depp shouldn't have made that fourth movie.
Yeah.
You know, we did... forget to mention what's the biggest thing that happened in pop culture this week. It was obviously the Ariana Grande concert.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
And well, that's not a sad one. Not to bring it down.
I heard
but...
she ended the show with Bang Bang.
Oh man, he threw that one out right out of the gate. It wasn't even 30 minutes old when he did that, was it? Yeah. But yeah, I mean, it's a messed up world. That's all there is to that.
Didn't she a year or two ago have somebody like shot and killed right outside of her concert in Miami or something?
No, she was licking donuts in a donut
shop.
Yeah,
she did lick donuts in a donut shop. Fuck you, America.
Oh, she was like, fuck America.
Fuck America, something like that.
Yeah. And then licked a donut.
Because
I don't know how if those are the
it wasn't
actual
metaphorically.
Events.
I wonder if she licked the frog before she went in there. That's what
do you know who
she
dates? Do you know who
stuff.
She dates?
Nope.
Mac Miller. The rapper?
Oh, yeah.
The dirty white boy rapper?
That guy looks like Johnny Depp Jr. in the way he's cleanliness.
Wait, Macklemore?
No.
Mac Miller. He's actually been
oh, there's
on
more
a...
white guy rappers on
there? Yeah.
There's a huge...
He was on Ridiculous twice. He's actually funny.
And
but...
he was one of the most vocal and first people to go after Trump, even before Trump officially ran for president, because Trump dissed him in some... like one of his songs. And he is famous. He's a lot like the new musicians that are very, very famous due to YouTube and not YouTube per se, but releasing his music for free.
Yeah. He usually does a solid like one or two songs.
He's not a bad rapper.
No, he's pretty good. He's got
definitely
one,
better
like, per
than
Riff Raff.
Oh, I hate Riff. Who the hell would ever go see somebody? You know what? Somebody should be shot at a Riff Raff concert.
Riff Raff.
Yeah. So that is.
They know.
Well,
hot take. Let's be honest. Anybody who's going to a Riff Raff concert, we don't really need them. They definitely don't need a breed.
Somebody's got a gun at that concert. There's no doubt. Or a lot of meth.
Yeah. Yeah, there's definitely a lot of meth in there.
And 40s.
Yeah.
40s meth and firearms. That's a Riff Raff concert.
We need to do 40s again. We should do. I don't know when we do it. Those were
our 140th episode.
Why? Yes. Why does there have to be an event? Why can't it just be like a summer fling podcast? I mean,
the anniversary
fling might not be the word you want to use. That's what
the anniversary of last week.
Session IPA. If you can, I have that. I assumed you saved it for me.
No.
Sure. That is what I did. Yeah. I saved that for you.
He's such a gentleman.
One of these.
This is pretty solid. It's not very tart.
Says you.
I'm drinking the Oorsman Ale, tart wheat ale.
I'm drinking a standard, everyday Schlafly Pale Ale, and Tom has got something that he's not fond of, but he's still trudging through it.
Yeah, I don't do the Elysians. It's Elysian, right?
Mm.
I think so.
It's Ellis Island.
Yeah. Everyone I've had, yeah, Elysian. The super fuzz.
It is. Yeah. Elise Ion.
I will say, it's getting better as I put them down.
Yeah, that happens. They all start to taste the same. You know what I had today is I got that Schlafly.
Some of that shit we used to eat back in the day?
I got that Schlafly summer pack or whatever.
Yeah. What'd you think?
Like the
all the fruit?
Apricots and the
water. No, I didn't get the fruit one.
There's
another one.
Yeah, there's a fruit one.
There's like a patio party one or whatever.
Yeah, the patio. Like the party one.
It's good, but I was outside doing some yard work and I had the raspberry.
Wait a minute. Were you on the patio while doing a patio party pack?
The raspberry isn't bad.
No, it's pretty solid. I like that.
It's a nice summer beer.
Yeah, I don't know if I'd want to drink it like sitting down watching TV, but it's definitely good
outside. What about standing up and watching TV? Would you drink it then?
Maybe if okay. I had just got back from a jog.
That makes
would
sense.
You could you in a boat? Would you could you in a boat?
Yes. All, with a goat? All of those. Mm. Not with a goat. That's weird.
Gross.
Yeah. That seems sexual.
I don't know how that seems sexual. Hey, by the way, a follicle is the root, so it is the part that is just below the skin line. So, Missy,
thank you.
That's Missy is right.
Hey, that's
okay,
a random
well, they
trivia.
Did a hair test.
Speaking of trivia, I did a trivia night last Friday night.
How'd you do? Thanks for inviting us. Yeah, that was great.
Cool. I got invited.
Hey, good job, Bender.
It wasn't my table. Wasn't my table.
Oh, I think we heard that excuse from you before.
Yeah, you did.
He gave
yeah.
you shit on that.
Well, yeah, we did. Got third place out of 32 teams.
Three out nice. Of four.
No. Were you guys the oldest people there?
No, it was around our age, so it was...
What was the theme?
The theme was raise money for a three-year-old with leukemia.
No, I mean, like, usually there's a theme
now
for the... What was it?
How you feel bad.
What was your team name is what you meant.
No, there's no team name.
No, damn it. Listen to what I'm saying. Usually with the trivia night, there's a theme for the trivia night, like 80s or...
Oh. Yeah, no, there was none.
Okay.
But one of the categories we did really well and I really liked was St. Louis slogans.
Oh, yeah?
So, like, for example...
Ut quiz us.
Okay, yes, that was yeah. the segue. Way to go, Missy. So, all right. At the entrance of the hill.
Oh, that's a car dealership. Oh, fuck. It's
Jim Chenery Chevrolet.
No, it's
Don Brown.
There you go.
That's a Don Brown deal. Yeah. So, all right. He's got a couple.
Thank you, and here's my address.
That is another car dealer. That might be Don Brown. No.
No, it's not Don Brown.
Fuck. It's... Man.
I don't know.
That
I
is
know
a, another too. Car dealer.
Dave Sinclair.
Oh, so, yeah, yeah. yeah.
So a couple of easier ones. It really is good, guys.
Ted Drews.
Ted Drews, you're right.
The Square Beyond Compare.
Emos, yeah.
This is the tough one. Try us, you'll like us.
Try us, you'll like us.
I don't remember.
Slyman Brothers.
What do they do?
Yeah, I don't know.
They do like appliances.
They're appliances.
Oh,
yeah.
That's right.
Did yeah. they have the ape suit? The guy in the ape suit?
Was no, that was the No More Monkey Business guys from Collinsville, I think, by the ketchup bottle.
Oh, me darn.
Jeremy doesn't know anything about any of this.
Was there we're closed on Sunday?
Jeremy's defense, he didn't grow up here. Yeah, I did. So he didn't see all these.
So was the we're closed on Sunday because that's a Lard's Day?
Yes, that was one of them.
Yeah.
Got a good superstore.
I didn't know if they were local. Or I assume they were local.
You guys need to move to Joplin. And for our Joplin thing and people that used to live in Joplin, it's the Continental Auto Mall, East 32nd Street, one block east of Rangeline. That was theirs.
Every time we go to Joplin, him and at least one other person.
It was a good trivia night because I like it when categories are general and like everybody feels like they have a chance. Like when you like go, oh, I should have gotten that. That's a good trivia one. Yeah. Not when it's like, I've got no fucking prayer.
Who was the center fielder on the 1926 Cardinals? Like, who the fuck cares?
Well, another round they did was print to film. And they read you the first three lines of a famous book that became a movie.
Oh,
that's pretty cool.
Oh, yeah. Give us an example of that one.
I could give you the movies, not the actual...
You damn dirty apes.
Godfather was one. Harry Potter.
Oh, yeah.
Fellowship of the Ring was one.
And they only give you the first three words?
Three sentences.
Oh, three sentences.
Oh, that's why he's here.
Like, how?
Yeah, sorry.
The land before.
Yeah.
yeah.
What the hell?
It was the best of time. It was the best of
time. What was the one that was Gone Girl? That was one.
Mm-hmm.
It was a good trivia night. And then hopefully there is enough money for that,
that
kid.
Thought that was an underrated movie.
So,
Gone Girl?
Did they do a 50-50?
They did.
Did they give the money back?
No.
I've never seen anybody
but
do
here's
it.
What,
oh, they
but
always
here's
do.
Why. Here's why. Supposed they to. Specifically said... We will not accept the money back for the 50-50.
Oh, that's cool.
Because they've, and rightfully so, I talked to the guy. He's like, everybody would just assume that they would give it to us, and that wouldn't raise enough money. So if we say we're not going to take the other 50, we think we'll get more money.
Well,
that way.
Yeah,
it makes perfect
play.
Sense. Because honestly, I wasn't going to do the 50-50.
Did they try to give
it
back?
Anyway.
And they said, no, we're not going to take it.
Yeah.
No.
Hello, we ain't going to take it.
Did they do head-to-toe in the 50-50?
No, but they did.
Because I'm the head to toe man.
Heads or tails?
Yeah. No, you do like wingspan.
Wingspan or head to toe, you find the tallest person.
Jeremy always.
Every time
Jeremy,
we go, they just count out how many it is. So everybody goes, we want that guy. We
and
want that guy.
Jeremy
anyway, shout out to
win.
Drew. He was the one who invited us. Drew, a friend of the show. It was him and his family.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Good job, Drew.
Everybody got drunk.
Yeah, the last couple times we've done it, I've gotten a cut of the winners because anybody that uses me always wins.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Well, we should do one.
We should do one.
And I should get a cut of the win.
I think I think that one that Rachel's friend does one every year for her daughter with cerebral palsy. They didn't do one last year, though, because she was, like, super pregnant.
So then they don't do it every year?
Almost every year.
Hmm.
So speaking of trivia, I had an idea, and I don't remember if I told you. I was going to come up with a trivia contest for you.
Oh, you mentioned it. Yeah.
Okay.
To see who would be the king of pop culture. But I'm not going to... I'm going to make it even. Like, I'm not going to throw in... Because I know, John, you're not into wrestling. And Tom, you're not into...
Or reality TV.
Chicks.
You're not into comics. I mean, if I did that kind of stuff, Jeremy would just automatically win.
I'm kind
of
into everything.
Yeah. But that was an idea I had for, like, a future podcast.
Oh, I like that. That's a great idea.
That will be fun. Yeah. Oh, you know, we should bring it together, like, with another... podcast.
We don't know anymore.
What are those geek dudes?
Yeah, Geekaholics.
Yeah, they'd get us an anime.
There you
go. My britches.
Well, speaking of the Geekaholics, he's even had it pop up
segue.
In a news feed or something around Springfield. He's officially asking for Charlie, the host, the creator, founder, the architect of the Geekaholics, is currently now asking for... friends and family to lend a hand to get the startup capital for his brewery, Prehistoric Brewery.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah. I like the name.
Springfield
so
Mo.
I'll give you $10.
Here is $10. Here's a check for $12 from your grandma.
I mean, if you started a Kickstarter, what kind of things would you get if you, like, the different tiers, I wonder?
Maybe get
Could you name a beer if we donated, like, $250?
Yeah, maybe that could be a tiered Kickstarter or crowdfunded program. Like, you, so many people gets the first... beers off the thing, then maybe if you donate like a 1,000, you get to brew a beer. Donate more, you get to name it. Yeah.
Listen to the
$100 in a koozie.
The same point radio show I listened to this week where the story of the year, like,
yes, that's
they
what that's
crowdfunded their thing.
Yeah.
To get their,
well, it's a different. It's yeah. It's
they
a crowdfunded
their. They Indiegogo'd their album. So like, whoever donated the most money got to like name a song or whatever, or got the song named after them. So
I think they named.
What if your name was?
His name's like,
it's like Mike something, and
that's like Matt.
Or yeah,
Bielcheck.
Matt's. What if it was like John Smith? Like, oh, this is the most boring name.
But from
that, John Smith song is awesome.
But from that, that's where I learned about the Mojo Beer Festival.
That's far away though, man. We're gonna have to get it. Oh, Rachel's.
Where's
Rachel
that?
Drive us. It's got
Jefferson
Air Force Base.
Barracks.
It's
far away.
It's got Air Force Base. Jefferson Barracks.
It's a hike from here.
It is a hike, but it's Jefferson Barracks. It's still in the state. It's not Scott Air Force Base.
Man, once you guys move over the river, it's like, it's so far. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean.
Now I'm back on the slumming it side.
I just feel it would be a cool festival because it's a beer festival with like 80 different beers.
Breweries, yeah.
Breweries.
I want to get the VIP
like,
ticket.
There's like six bands.
I want the $99 ticket.
Of course you want the $99
ticket. Why wouldn't I? Yeah, you're our ghetto friend now.
Yeah, I'm the hood rat. Mm. Back in the old stomping grounds in my grandpa's duplex.
How's that going?
It's
like
nice.
That Matchbox.
Well, Jeremiah, how's it going?
It's not bad.
He's smiling.
I do like living next to my grandma and my mom because my grandma this week has made spaghetti and meatballs. That was awesome. Then she
five times.
Then she made fried chicken the next day.
But she knows how to open up a can, huh?
No. This is homemade Italian spaghetti. That was amazing. Then she made fried chicken the next day. Then she made fried pork chops.
By
the
time
I was like, Grandma, please stop frying stuff.
By the time you move out, you're going to be 20 pounds heavier.
Yeah, that's all grandparents do. We're going to my grandparents this weekend. They're going to fry everything.
We're
going to
eat nothing but lard the whole time.
My grandma was like, I was going to make fried potatoes, but I ran out of oil. I'm like, you fried everything this week. Of course you ran
fried
out of oil.
Fried potatoes sounds so delicious.
It does sound delicious, though, right?
French fried potatoes.
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to see your brother?
Yeah. No, I will. Yep.
You
I think.
Give him a hug. Are you guys going to hug?
We hug.
Do you?
Yeah, we say we love each other. Yes, we don't mean it, that. But we say no. We say it. We do mean it.
Yeah, I love you too.
Well, how often do you? Well, I'm not gonna ask you. How often do you tell your? You have a brother and a brother.
Brother and sister.
Do you ever tell them you love them?
So two sisters.
No.
You don't tell them you love them.
Yeah, but in his defense, he went to prep school, and they're learned to push down the love a long time ago.
Yeah. I don't have feelings. Except
bottle that up.
I tell my sister, Kristen, we tell each other we love her. I guess it's a girl thing.
You calling me and Jen and girls?
No.
I say I love
you don't
to
see
my
each
friends.
Other, but me and my brother don't say I love you unless
different.
It's like an event.
Your brother has a problem dealing with his emotions.
Mm. maybe.
So the rest of us.
Yeah, if I'm drunk at a family event, I might give a I love you.
Man, I love every one of you motherfuckers.
I love you guys.
Yeah, then thanks.
Punches
we love
the next guy in the face.
I love you most. Yeah, we love you, buddy.
Do you have anything thanks, else that's actual?
I think we've been doing a good job of talking about absolutely
so
nothing.
Do
you?
I do.
How about Hellboy?
I don't like it. I feel like Guillermo del Toro needed to finish off his...
I feel like he Mignola handled it wrong.
Yeah. Ron Perlman did not seem very happy about this.
Well, he's been trying for like 5 years to get the third Hellboy.
And del Toro's been pushing too. What I do like, if there was never a movie made, if there was never a Hellboy made, I think the cast and the director would be great. It was a great idea. And starting it
an R-rated
film.
And the Hellboy's going to be the sheriff from Stranger Things.
Yeah, which is, you can see him. And
I think it's a solid pick, but I still think that they should have allowed Ron Perlman and Guillermo del Toro to finish it off.
Yeah.
They were both solid films.
No, they were. And the second one was very good, I thought. Yeah. So.
See those movies again.
Mm-hmm.
You see those movies
again.
They're worth,
I never saw
the second one.
First one's really good.
Yeah.
You should watch it.
Fargo's been really good.
Oh, he really keeps trying to push us on that.
Yeah, he really does. Him and this other guy we work with watch that, and they watch The Americans. We can't really get into The Americans because
we are Americans.
Yeah, but they're Russians.
Yeah. I haven't watched it.
It's a good show. Kerry Russell, is that her name?
She's hot.
I never thought she was hot, but man, she's super hot.
What was she? Felicity.
Felicity.
But then she cut her hair.
Whatever. Man, she never did it from back then. Her Twin Peaks is doing pretty good.
Yeah, are we going to watch that?
We need to start. Yeah,
we should start that. We're going to do that for the next episode.
Well,
there is a three-day weekend that there might be extra time for you guys to watch two episodes.
Time to be watching TV shows.
What are you guys all doing this weekend?
What are you doing, Bender?
Sunday I have a barbecue. That's all I got planned.
And we don't have time to watch two episodes.
I'm going to my buddies, you know, Megan and Travis are in town from Wisconsin.
Oh, yeah.
Going down to his mama's house in the city.
Your mama's house?
Yeah.
Melissa, what are you doing this weekend?
I'll be with you.
That sucks. I'm sorry.
We're going to be down in the Boot Hill of Missouri.
Oh, you guys going down there?
Friday, Saturday, Sunday. We'll come back. Our neighborhood pool opens up Monday. So we'll
I believe it's already open.
Well, yeah. I mean, for us, it'll be our first day. We'll spend a significant amount of time there Monday and order pizza for the girls and things of that nature.
You know, he's been in this house like 2 years and never invited me to that pool.
Dude, you could. Well, you had a pool.
So
now you don't have
come
a pool.
Over.
I never cleaned it. It was green all the time.
Oh man,
we know.
Jeremiah,
I'm just kidding.
I went by your cousin's house last week to get the bag on a Friday for our softball game, and he said, "Come on in and look around the house. Let me show you my house." And he goes, "Oh, look, I got a pool in the backyard." I said, Bender gets rid of his pool, so you get a pool." And he goes, "I'll clean mine."
Yeah,
that was his first.
I fucking hated cleaning the pool, man.
It's a nightmare.
What you got going this weekend? What are you memorializing?
Not Confederate soldiers, because apparently that's a no-go. But,
don't do that.
I'm trying to get Kelly to go out to the parents' lake house on Sunday, and then Monday my parents are cooking.
Hey.
Cooking out.
Why does he have a better microphone than me?
Because you're louder.
Yeah, his voice
is... bullshit, though.
Yeah,
also,
I hear you perfect.
You just hear more as well.
Yeah.
Yep.
You shut up.
Whoa.
And I are on the same team.
Yep, we have an alliance. We'll talk
about that. Apparently. Fuck you guys. Started a second podcast without me.
Here's what's amazing about that, though. He's literally had that for 2 months.
Yeah, he really
not
has.
Not over 2 months.
No, has he?
Oh, yeah.
Man, I really don't pay attention
to
not at all.
My attention to detail.
But what was funny, though, what was funny about that whole thing is you were sitting there telling your story what's happening, and he started like he was watching a tennis match, just going back and forth.
I don't even know what he said.
And it took him like 4 times before he registered. Hey, he's got a better mic than me.
Bullshit.
Yours is next.
Whatever.
There's no whatever.
I don't need one.
In fact,
I'm sticking with this one.
In fact, I do believe we've covered this before.
I don't remember that either.
Yeah, I think we have. Hey, when are we going to check out Two Plumbers?
We need to. Let's do it.
I was hoping we could do it this weekend, but since you're fucking gone.
Yeah, we're gone.
What are you doing? You're not doing anything?
Maybe what? Saturday? You want to go check it out?
Yeah, sure. Maybe.
You guys can give your review.
Make sure you guys
is it 21 and over?
Or something from there.
Yeah, we will.
I think so.
I don't think so.
Anybody want to go?
You have to be 21 or over?
I don't know. I'm just throwing
you want to go to arcade?
Yeah. Well,
that sound good?
That's the only way I'm gonna get to go is if I like make my wife lets me go.
Everything's such a jaunt for you now, over the river and stuff.
I know.
Hey, I want to say speaking of arcade bars, I went to Start Bar a couple weeks ago, and they've gotten better games. Oh, no, good. I think I gave them a shitty review last time, but they've got like The Simpsons now and Turtles.
Oh, two of the best multiplayer games ever. They, now if they can just get like the Avengers one and like a good...
Avengers vs. Capcom? Or no?
No, the old school side-scrolling Avengers one that had Vision and Captain America.
That
and
game is better.
Or X-Men. There was an X-Men version,
I played the X-Men one.
There was an Avenger one, too.
There's an Avengers vs. Predator one that's good.
Yeah.
Sunset Riders.
And then they have the Aerosmith gun game. Do you remember that one?
No,
that
was
always at Walmart. Yeah. It's so terrible. Yeah.
And then they need like a Street Fighter or Street Fighter versus Capcom or something, you know?
Yeah, they had a couple fighting games.
This game, button mashing game.
Yeah.
We once, when we were in high school still, at my friend Kevin's house lived at, we had the old school Sega Genesis hooked up, you know, when we were there all the time.
Sure.
And we got Street Fighter II Turbo.
Nice.
I don't know why people get good at this game, because we found, after drinking a little bit, you could play that game equally as good with your feet as you can with your hands.
Yeah, I know. I don't understand how people get it.
It's just, you just tap them as fast as you can and hope for the best.
Who's your go-to character in Street Fighter II Turbo?
Oh, for me, it was Fei Long, because he was a Bruce Lee ripoff, and we'd sit there and beat somebody and go, "You can't be Bruce!" just over and over.
I always did Guile. That was always my guy.
Mm-hmm.
Or the female guy was pretty good, too.
Is that Gil?
I don't know.
I like either Ryu or Blanca.
Ryu, the people that play that game, they're Ryu guys, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. There's
American version, Ken.
Yeah, and then there was the game Columns, which was essentially Sega Genesis version of Tetris.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And one summer we found that I was pretty good at that game, because I was pretty good at Tetris, too. And so one day we started about 10 o'clock in the morning. I started playing Columns. And I got 6 hours without stopping.
Ew.
Wow.
They were bringing me water. They were bringing me food.
Did you pee in a bucket?
No.
How in the hell did you get married?
I don't know.
Bucket.
And we would time how fast my shits were back then. But I paid for that in life, because now I poop an hour. Mm-hmm. And I have, I've got to go to the doctor and get a colonoscopy. So
did your colonoscopy
doctor? You already had a colonoscopy?
Yeah.
Did he have large fingers?
Colonoscopy doctor?
No. Colonologist.
Colonologist.
So you already had the thing up your poop?
Rectologist.
Why? I think it's a proctologist.
I had
proctologist.
I had polyps.
Oh, sure.
Big ones. Yeah. Left unchecked, I would have been in trouble.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. And I did have some issues. I had a rough year.
I think your issues are far beyond
your proctologist, did he have big fingers?
No, he was a Arabic person or Indian, maybe Indian.
I don't remember that.
Okay, turn me this way.
I didn't meet that doctor.
And he had a.
That's racist.
He had a.
That's Missy's thing.
Wow, yeah. Wrong corner, dude.
Stay in your wheelhouse.
Yeah. Sing a song. He had a.
Pop pessimist.
He had a the rhinoceros, but he had a bum foot from a soccer injury, blowing out his thing. But I tell you what, everybody
that also might be racist.
But everybody tells you that it's a nightmare. It's not a nightmare. In fact, the day of, it's the greatest thing in the world. I mean, you go to sleep quick. You're relaxed when you wake up. Nothing. Nice. You don't know anybody was in there. It's the morning before. Or, I mean, sorry, the day before is the nightmare. The fasting.
You have to take the stuff.
You can't eat anything, right?
No, you can't eat anything. And they suggest chicken broth, Gatorade, and they tell you don't eat anything that you want to or drink anything that you like. Because there's a good chance you won't like it after that.
Kind of like I feel about tequila.
Yeah, I'll do it too. Well, so tequila, I think that's for everybody.
But I was so sick on it, I don't even want to look at a bottle of it.
I can't smell Southern Comfort anymore without being like, ugh.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I tell you, I agree with that. Chicken broth almost makes me vomit. And because the day started like a normal day. You know, you wake up and I'm like, I can't eat, so I need to drink this stuff. Essentially, what you do is you... Every so many minutes, it's like 90 minutes an hour, you have to drink, you mix it with like 8 or 16 ounces of it with like a 64-ounce Gatorade, and you have to drink it down. And you do that like all day. And, you know, you're going good for the first 3-4 hours. And then when it hits, you're on the toilet every 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Bad. And then I think, though, and this is a little behind the curtain, you know, the worst part is giving yourself the enema the next morning. No.
Yeah, you gotta do it yourself. You didn't have Missy do it?
She was not gonna do it.
Oh, you guys do not love each other.
I didn't know that happened.
Yeah, remember?
You said, I think I might need your help, I guess. I vaguely remember that.
No, you were like, I can't do it.
Hold this butt cheek.
An enema, so what did you have to do?
You have to give yourself a water-based enema.
Mm. You have to stick it up your...
Shit, yeah, you do. Twice.
Okay.
Wait.
And just, like, what, squeeze on a bottle and shoot?
You find out what your best, most comfortable position to so get in your butt above your head. Stick it in there and squeeze it. And then pull it out. You have to hold it for like 30 seconds or a minute, and then you poop. And boy, do you. And you think, hey, I just shit 36 times yesterday. What's coming out? Oh, stuff's coming out.
Oh, I'm so glad I brought my son to this episode.
Yeah, you do that. You do that twice.
So a water-based enema, and I don't have any knowledge of that, or a douche. I've never used a douche, but they're similar.
I don't know. Water-based enema is about that long of a hose and about that big of a bottle, and you put it there, and you go.
Just get a colonic? Did you ask about that? Do they do colonics?
My colonoscopy was at like 7 in the morning, so I've got to get a colonic at before 7 in the morning.
I'm sure there's a market for that.
How was that breakfast afterwards, though? You probably chowed
down. It was lunch. And
it was sushi.
Mm.
And I had my weight.
And I was really waiting for Jeremy to come out of anesthesia like super funny. But he didn't. All he kept talking about was the nurse.
Kristen Bell.
Did you see Kristen Bell? And yeah. I'm like, what? There was a little nurse that looked just like Kristen Bell. She wasn't.
Her name was also Kristen.
Yeah, but she resembled Kristen Bell. She wasn't hot like Kristen Bell.
But that was her name. And I couldn't let it go when I come out of anesthesia. She's married to Dax Shepard. And
he's like, there's Dak's wife.
Yeah. And then she's like, haha, that guy needs to get shut the fuck up.
Yeah. That guy's weird.
All the time.
It's one of two times in my life was the most helpless I've ever felt in a situation. The other was when I had my shoulder surgery because both times, like when I had my shoulder surgery, the nurse comes in and, you know, I've got the IV in and she goes, this is a 6-pack and a syringe. And I go, takes more than a 6-pack to get me drunk. She goes, not this one. And she sticks it in. She goes, count back from 10. I go, 10, 9, no memory.
Yep.
And then this one too, they're like they get me in there and they give me the stuff and they're like, now get over here before you start going to sleep. I'm like, well, I don't even feel it. Oh, okay. Like, and I've got enough of a cognitive recollection that I actually I could almost see the white closing in from each side of the in my memory, and it was
it's funny how that works. It's like, yeah, when I got my teeth pulled, I was like, I'm gonna get at least till 3, 10, 9.
When I got my shoulder done, the next memory I had was they gave it to me and I started, you know, and then when I got in there, I was still awake enough to where they could get me from the wheelchair over to the table to lay down on my shoulder. And it was, there were students observing. And the only thing I remember going, man, it's super cold in here. And they're like, oh, it'll be fine. You'll get used to it. And I go, why are those people watching me? And then I was out.
How many surgeries have you had?
Just one. Just got my wisdom teeth pulled. And then the best part was Kelly had to work that day, so my mom had to take me. And I remember, like, having an inner monologue of how hot I thought the nurse was. And she was like, oh, it's so
But it
sweet.
Was outer monologue,
yeah,
wasn't
I'm like,
it?
I think she can hear me, Mom. And I'm like, no, I can walk to the car. He's like, sir, it's policy that you get in a wheelchair. I'm like, I got it.
When I had my wisdom teeth pulled, I asked for my teeth. And they gave them to me.
Wow.
And I was driving home, and Rachel, I don't remember because I was still fucked up, but I was hitting Rachel with them. I was like smacking her with the teeth. Then I woke up at home, and there was a thing of Triscuits next to me and my wisdom teeth. And I was like, why the hell are these here? She goes, you asked for both of them.
Okay. That's awesome.
Wow.
When I got this archaic. Shoulder X-ray when I had my shoulder surgeries is this thing called an arthrogram, which is
surgery on both shoulders.
I've never done it on the left. I need it. It still hurts, but I'm not doing it because the other one was such a nightmare.
Because I'm not wiping his ass
twice. No, I wiped my own butt.
I wiped my
ass. a little bit of insight to Bohannon's life. So I come out of the surgery for the first time. And I've got all these painkillers, and it's literally the second day after. My mom takes me to Hooter and gets me drunk. Drunk off of painkillers and, a beer. But
I think a lot of comedians have died that way.
Yeah, I think so, too. I think mom was trying to kill me. But the actual test for the arthrogram, or for the shoulder surgery, was a nightmare because they used to take this, like, pin-sized gauge needle and go directly into your nerve and inject air and then die, and then they go take all the pictures of it.
I almost fainted.
They don't have to do that anymore. Well, I got both shoulders done in one day, and they told me don't drink anything or eat after midnight. So we get there.
So you became a gremlin?
We get there, and we do the surgeries. I had a mohawk at the time, like white one right there. And I get done, and they did the left one first, and it hurt. Mm-hmm. They did this one hurt, and it almost brought it, or they did this the right shoulder, and it almost brought tears to my eye. But I'm getting up, and I sit up on the table, and the nurse goes, "Hey, stay there." And I go, "Let me ask you something." She goes, "What?" "Oh, you guys didn't put me unconscious." She goes, "No." And I go, "Well, why did you tell me I couldn't drink or anything?" She goes, "Oh, because most people pee themselves when they get this done." Oh. And before that, the doctor comes in. He goes, "Arthur Graham." He goes, "Oh, can somebody check? They're asking for two." And I said, "No, I need two." He goes, "I've done about 5,000 of these in my day. No one's ever done two in one day." And I go, "Is that a bad thing?" He goes, "We're going to see how it goes." Great. So
are these from football injuries?
Yeah. Then the nurse goes, she goes, "Stay there on the table." And I go, "I'll be okay." And I jump up to get my pants on, and I go, she goes, "Get back in there." And I was like, she goes, "See, I tried to tell you." And I'm like, "Oh, that sucks."
Yeah, you're too big for me to hold up, so you're going to fall.
I once almost passed out in the shower. Cover your ears, sweetheart.
Why? Just
with my girlfriend at the time.
Why does you have to throw that in there? You were just in the shower and
because,
almost passed out.
Well, what he said, I was working at...
You were crazy.
I was working at the Evil Empire of Retail at the time, and I was in Lawn and Garden, and it was like 110 degrees
so
day.
So she felt your hose?
And we were tearing apart the yard boxes. Me
did
and
you
another
shower
guy.
At Walmart?
Listen to the story, goddamn.
Did you get her mulch box?
And we long story short, the store manager issues everyone come inside. Car pushers come inside because the heat index was like 120 on the pavement and stuff. But they never told us. And he walked by us and he went to lunch and came back. So we overheated. Well, I get back home, leave early. They let me go early because I'm pale, don't feel good. I get very close to heat stroke. So we get in the shower and turn the hot water on. And in there for 5 minutes, I go, "Uh-oh." And I start wobbling, and she's going, "I'm not catching you." So she starts yelling for my roommate, Chris. So I get myself, and I'm like, "I'm okay." And he comes in, and he's like, "What's going on?" She goes, "I think Jeremy's about to pass out." I go, "I think I need to get out of the hot water." So I went and drank about 12 beers, and that set me right.
You are a genius.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean,
a genius.
22, 23 years old, that seems like the only way to handle that situation.
Yeah, absolutely. For sure.
So, yeah. What about you? What about the time you were in the shower with your girlfriend, Missy?
I kissed a girl and I liked it.
Yeah, talk slow. Get your cameras out. Oh, we're already recording this.
Oops.
Hey, Katy Perry was on Saturday Night Live. And what a Saturday Night Live finale it was.
Yeah.
What we talked about last week.
Right.
The Rock and Tom Hanks.
Man, did we call that? Or not, well, I guess as a podcast as a whole.
What are we, clairvoyance?
Did anybody watch that episode?
Not yet.
I just watched the monologue.
Okay.
Which the Alec Baldwin part was funny, too.
There's a very good skit on there that I can't wait for you to watch.
Is it the pumpkins guy? Did they bring the pumpkins guy back?
He does get brought back, but it was not that one.
Okay.
There's David a pumpkins. One where they do a evil.
He liked that way too much.
Like a super villain convention, and it is fantastic.
Okay.
Is The Rock Black Adam?
No.
Because he's going to be in DC movies.
I saw a picture on the internet of The Rock and Mark Wahlberg in similar ninja looking outfits.
It's got to be a good movie.
I thought it was going to be awesome. And it made me think of something else. How is Mark Wahlberg not in a Fast and Furious movie yet?
I thought you were about to talk bad about him.
No.
Hey, now.
I don't think he does.
I like both of those things, so don't talk bad about
him. Whoa. Here's the thing, though. Like, you can make fun of Fast and Furious movies all you want. They are terrible and everything, but they make money.
They make a lot of money.
So I mean,
and they cost a lot, but they don't cost as much as you think because they just CG all those cars.
Mark Wahlberg does not have standards. He's in Transformers.
That's money making too. That's his version.
He likes to do that real life, like.
Yeah, he likes making serious films.
I mean, what is the closer to reality, like fighting submarines in cars, or like cars coming to life and fighting each other?
Probably chasing cars and submarines, since we don't have any cars coming to life.
Yeah, really.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. So if he likes real life movies,
I just think Mark Wahlberg needs to be in
a Fast and Furious movie. I'm just calling it. Okay. I'm calling it now.
Speaking of that, we watched Fast and the Furious over the weekend.
The Fate of the Eight or whatever it is.
How was it?
It's as good as you'd think it would be.
Terrible.
No, I don't think it was terrible.
It's entertaining.
It's entertaining.
Shit.
And it was entertaining.
This one, It was missing Paul Walker. Yeah, it was missing Paul Walker.
And they brought him up, which I thought was nice.
I think the way they brought him up was seemed forced and hokey.
You had to have known when she said his... I call him this, and that's his middle name because I want his dad to call him...
Well, no, but...
name
so him. His way, his and wife is in there or whatever?
Well...
Dom's sister's in there?
No. The way they brought him up...
I thought you saw it.
No, I haven't seen Fate of the Eight.
The way they brought him up first was what I thought was hokey when they're like, I just don't know what to do, and they're like, you know who would? Brian. We're not calling Brian! Yeah. We said we won't drag
that
him into...
That
was
forced,
like,
yeah.
Oh, what a bad scene. Yeah. You know. Yeah. What I will say about this is these movies, even though they are entertaining, and I was entertained...
Are you not entertained?
Vin Diesel's acting's getting worse, and the... suspension of disbelief is getting harder to swallow.
Man, you.
But you have to top every movie. So, I mean,
they just have to.
This time, The Rock slid a missile across the ice while he was standing.
Whoa, man. I haven't seen it. Don't ruin it.
That's in the previews.
It's not. The Plex has not
so
a bad
say,
copy.
So, the Fate of the Eight is rock bottom.
No, they're going to make two more of them, motherfuckers. It's just going to get more outlandish.
Just, I mean.
When Dom caught Letty. In like five or six or whatever on the highway scene, like in the air. I don't care, whatever. Not a bush though. I mean, let's be realistic.
That's for me.
But when Dom caught Letty, I'm like, their bones would be shattered.
Well,
like,
the fact that they've evolved from drag racers to elite special forces to stop terrorists. That's a stretch. I will say this: it's the best looking bad guy in the series.
Oh, Charlize Theron.
Yeah, she's her dreadlocks.
She is.
They do it for me in the movie. I don't know.
There's something about her hair in that.
I wish Missy would take a shower with Charlize Theron.
Man.
No.
I mean,
her body's way better than mine, and you would not be focusing on me.
I'll finish our unofficial official review by saying the one good thing they've done is make these, especially since the fifth one.
Tapping the Rockies. Oh,
fifth or sixth one. They've made a nice cohesive story.
Yeah.
And even though it's incredibly absurd how the characters evolve, the characters at least have evolved into something. And that's including the bad guys.
I mean, it's basically like a comic book movie with no comic book.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, maybe if they had superpowers,
I'd buy it better.
Yeah, at some point, one of them's going to get superpowers, right?
Dom's going to be able to fly. Because sometimes you got to take it above the street.
I mean, didn't he rip a steel bar out of the street in the last one and fight Jason Statham?
It was off of the car. It was off the car, yeah. Well, and I wish The Rock keeps getting strangely more and more strong in each one. I mean, he's literally tossing guys 20 feet in this one.
He picked up Scott Eastwood with one hand.
Oh, Scott Eastwood's in it? Yeah. I'm in then. Yeah. He's
about
so
this
dreamy.
Much.
I tell you this.
He talks about this.
Now, Missy did say
you don't need him to talk. She's got to look at him.
You're right about that. And she's got a man crush on Scott Eastwood.
He's a handsome fellow.
He's been my man crush Monday multiple times.
She did say about halfway through his lines that, wow, he is no Clint Eastwood.
Yeah, he's not his dad.
Acting's not his strong point. He was very good in Suicide Squad.
Yeah, I don't remember what he said, but he seemed okay.
He should be a model, not an actor, because he is definitely not his
dad. She says that shit about me all the time, but I'm pretty good at acting.
No, that's called bullshit.
If you go back and watch like old Clint Eastwood movies, though, like Rachel's stepdad watches only movies made before 1972.
Oh,
So he watches a lot of old westerns, like Clint Eastwood and John Wayne.
Well, those are also French westerns, so...
Yeah, they're like
French?
Really
you mean
weird.
Italian?
Italian, yeah. French, yeah.
They're really
French
weird.
Italian.
Like, I was watching Paint Your Wagon with him the other day.
Wait.
That is a weird fucking movie.
Whoa, time out. He watches Paint Your Wagon. It's a musical.
Huh? Yeah, I know.
Go on a Paint Your Wagon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's awful.
I love Cat Baloo. Remember Cat Baloo?
The whole thing is like... Yeah. I think what I gathered from the 25 minutes of I watched is they're building a whorehouse in the mountains... And they're getting horses.
Seems straightforward.
Right?
Isn't that the Bunny
Ranch?
The
only thing I know about Paint Your Wagon is there's a Simpsons episode where Homer rents and he goes, Clint Eastwood, Lee Marvin, this is going to be the greatest Western ever. And that's like, gonna paint your wagon.
Yeah,
like,
it's
what
fucking
the
awful.
Hell is this?
Yeah, it's a weird, weird movie. The lead chick's got some big boobies, though.
I did go, speaking of, Missy just found a disc golf. I did go and shot 8 over.
When did you go? You didn't even invite me.
I went with Scott, and we just went up to...
Because Scott doesn't like me.
It's true. We just went up to St. Charles Community College because...
How's the bad St. idea Charles doing? Community College has
it's very wide open, and it's only 9-hole, but I thought it was his first time playing, so it would be easier. So
I said, how's the bad idea doing? And I said, too soon?
No, that's not too soon. He knows.
Scott, you still listen?
He does.
Are you waiting for him to answer? Scott, you still
Scott.
Listen?
Scott, me or cool.
Scott's in the background.
No, it's Bender and
Scott hates me.
Scott, you took a spot.
Yeah, we get it. We all get it.
I'm just doing the thing that he does.
Yeah. No, we all get it. You're not a likable guy, Bender.
Yeah, more people don't like you on this show.
Yeah, I get it. I'm a jerk.
Are you?
Old guys like me, though.
You know what, though?
You've
always said that. You always said, yeah, but I'm an asshole. But you're not.
I'm a super nice guy.
You're not even close to the top of
the
asshole food chain of my friends.
The biggest asshole in this
room is right here. That's true.
Yeah, probably. I don't know. Jeremy seems like Asians.
I don't know. Biggest asshole in this room is right there.
Well, that's...
I think we've established that Jeremy's asshole is pretty big since he had that colonoscopy or whatever.
It's not so much as big.
Hey, now.
His doctor had sausage fingers.
Yeah, Tony Robbins. Look at those big banana hands.
What'd you call him? What kind of doctor was that?
Rectologist.
Rectologist.
It's a better name.
Yeah. Weather scientist. That's a meteorologist, dude. yeah, so...
Hey, Jeremiah, how are you liking the show? Yeah, that's about right. So, hey, you know, that's what all our fans think.
If we talked about soccer, he'd probably be into it.
Yeah.
Well, hey, I can start
speaking of Lionel Messi...
Oh, he's going to jail.
No, he's not, because he got sentenced to 2 years, and you don't actually have to serve that in Spain.
Well, you know what? If you went down to Macon, Georgia... You'd have to do. Oh,
I guess he brought back wrestling on us there.
No, so Messi got charged with tax evasion or whatever.
Who's your English Premier team?
Man U, right?
Like Man U?
Man City?
Oh, guys, you got to quit asking Jeremiah questions on this podcast if he's not going to
talk.
He doesn't talk. It's not working. It's not, that joke is not flying for us right now.
It's flying for me.
But you're a very small part of the room. Very small. Now that Jeremiah's here, he's not the smallest, at least.
That's true.
I mean, Louis in the room.
What else have we got? Did anybody bring anything else, Melissa?
How long we go?
I brought the review of Dead Man's... No. Tell No Tales.
Yeah, that was it.
Get your shit right.
We're over an hour.
I brought that very cute antidote about Roger Moore.
Yeah, you did.
It was adorable.
It was. That was probably the highlight of the episode.
It's not real, but it was adorable.
And thank you, Roger Morph, putting you one step closer to the cash.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My new microphone.
It's going to be tough. Let's get down by 19 in a Deadpool. It's a lot.
Down by 19 in the Deadpool.
It's a lot. But hey.
Senses you don't often hear in everyday
life.
You
just got to go rogue and like pick somebody crazy.
Hey,
done now.
Well, yeah. I got a couple crazy ones.
Vita had Chris Cornell.
Hey, I'm in second place. The other two guys don't have anybody yet. If by deaths, I'm down 2-1-0-0. So that's not
so morbid.
And
Mary, morbid
human. Damn Mary Tyler Moore. That's a lot of points.
Yeah.
I had her in mine.
Yeah, Missy had her. She's beat.
I forgot Mary Tyler Moore died.
She's beaten everybody.
So good night, George Bush Senior. I hope you fucking die.
Wow.
That's hard. You know, he's on the cusp.
I'm pretty sure you're going to prison for that. I don't think you can wish death on
Hey,
president.
It's
not like he's threatening death on the ex-president.
Oh, that's what it is.
In our political corner, Missy and I, we saw the CNN update before you guys got here about Trump Jr., son-in-law.
Kushner.
Now being investigated as a part of the Russian thing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they came out with that a couple days ago.
Yeah.
This presidency... going about as well as I thought it would go.
I think the word tumultuous works.
I don't want him to be impeached, though, because I don't want Mike Pence to be president.
You remember what was impeach the president and her husband, too, back when Bill Clinton was the president?
Yeah.
Those kind of jokes? Oh, God bless.
I was really enjoying the Pope Francis, Donald Trump
the memes.
Yeah. Like the dun-dun-dun.
Yeah, the Kirby enthusiasm. Yeah.
Did you see what he gave him as his gift?
No.
A letter on global warming.
Yep.
Yeah.
Man, that's
Pope
was
like,
fuck
you. You know, he goes, I'm believing God, and even I buy into this shit.
Yeah. I talk to God on a daily basis, and he's like, yeah, this shit's getting hot.
Pretty much, I'm pretty much the only guy on the planet that's got a direct phone line, and I buy into this. Because that's the way the Pope talks, this new Pope talks. Yeah, he talks like, just
what's
like
up,
this
guys?
Dude.
He talks like...
Hey, Pope Frank here.
A redneck surfer.
Oh, I don't know.
Like me. I don't know the. Yeah. Anyway, what you got, Missy?
Nothing.
You didn't bring anything.
You never bring anything to the table.
That's untrue.
Yeah.
Except for racist rants.
Well, that's what I bring. That's my that's my shtick.
They're more like racist burps. They're not so much rants. Yeah. They're just like quick
you
shots.
You should get a rant going.
Yeah. You know what really chaps my ass?
Well,
we don't cry into my gears.
Okay, well, when
okay,
the,
everybody,
when
it's time for another What Miss Missy.
That's it.
I'll go to the Oriental Asian
God damn, you really
festival.
Hate the Asians.
The festival here.
The festival.
Do you eat Chinese food?
I hate
not
it.
Often,
I really don't
not
like
often.
It.
She gets
it makes my belly hurt.
She gets in the mood for it about once every 5-6 months. It
makes Rachel's stomach hurt, too. That's weird.
Maybe we got one.
Plus, I really, truly feel like I'm not eating real meat.
God, you're the worst. I mean, it's real meat. It's just not be the real animal that you think it is.
That's what I...
But just, they're advertising.
I don't know.
I don't think that's a thing
Kelly
anymore.
Kelly doesn't get meat at that Chinese restaurant here. She always gets lo mein.
Hmm.
Lo mein? That's good stuff.
I like lo mein.
You're her main lo mein. That was a stretch.
It was
a stretch. All right, well, Peg Leg Pete over there, we're going to hobble on out of this episode, I think. We're done.
All right, well, hey, the Blues announced that Steve Ott coming back to the fold today to be an assistant coach.
What do you think of that?
Neat.
Exactly.
Neat. All right, good job.
Let's go Blues.
Yeah, welcome
hold
to the...
on to your butts.
Bye.
We will play the music.
Not our best effort.
I know, I like it. You always think that, though. So every episode you go, it's not our best effort.
That's good.
Yeah, and
maybe it's my thing. Maybe it's my thing.